secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday. I love Fridays. Casual Friday. I'm in the studio in shorts and a t-shirt. Anyway, before we get started with today's show, I have to plug my son Chase for sending me an article this morning, and it's probably a very old article, but it was new to me. Apparently, there is actually a form of music out there that has drug-like effects. Apparently it has swept the internet some time ago, and it's pretty interesting stuff. It utilizes binaural beats, and I just want to thank my son Chase for pointing that out. He is actually in the music industry and was trying to show me how powerful music is, as a drug. So there you go. Thanks for that, Chase. All right. My, guest today is David Kekich, and he is with Maximum Life Foundation. How you doing, Dave?
Oh, great, Carl. Thank you.
Yeah. And really great stuff happening all the time in the area of longevity. We're going to be talking about quite a few different things today. The show should be pretty interesting. The first thing I want to talk about is
because they will integrate those into their calculations, but they apparently didn't integrate some of the things into their calculations.
So that's why this study is controversial, because
oh, no, if I were to say controversial, it just may have been very slightly flawed, but it looks like the conclusions are going to be the same. They just need to plug in some more calculations and. But no, the study it seems to be right on target.
Okay, and so what they discovered were there were certain genes that predispose people to the possibility of living. And I use the word possibility because we also know from the Human Genome Project that your genetics are not guaranteed, that they can be influenced by the environment. But these genes increase the possibility of living to the ripe old age of 100 or beyond, correct?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I think we all know, and if we don't, we're going to know after this very brief conversation with you and me, Carl, that we're roughly about 65% dependent on what we do, our lifestyle, to reach longevity or to reach our individual personal maximum longevity rather than being the victims or recipients of our genes. In other words, what we do is more important than our genetic makeup. Our genetic makeup is very important, don't get me wrong, especially when we get into the way older ages. Now, no matter what we do at some ages, if we don't have the genes, we're not going to make it to 100 or 110 or 120, certainly. That's with today's knowledge and technology. I mean, we're working on things in the future that will let us all have the opportunity to live to those ages and beyond very youthfully. But what the study is showing is that there are genes that they have identified. Now, what's interesting about identifying these genes that will let us live to super old ages that we don't have any control over is now that we know which genes need to be up or down regulated, turned on or turned off or expressed, it gives us a start as to what interventions we could develop, whether they're drugs or what have you.
And that's because we know now that there are lots of new gene therapies. Cornell University is now doing a gene therapy for those individuals who have Parkinson's disease, where they actually take a virus and change your genetics, so to speak, so mm-hmm. that they get rid of this this particular marker for Parkinson's disease. So is it plausible that sometime in the future we could go in for a therapy that would change our genetics so that it would promote longevity?
Oh, it's almost a certain, sure.
That is exciting.
And not just longevity, but to promote our ability to improve ourselves, to strengthen ourselves, our immune systems and what have you, and also to avoid some of the pitfalls we would have because we're genetically predisposed to this disease or that disease. So,
and isn't that what it comes down to? Like the markers that they discovered, probably each individual one is associated with a disease, right?
Many of the markers they discover are associated with diseases.
So
and many
there you
of the
go.
Genes.
So if you go, if you eradicate the diseases genetically, then longevity is just one of the byproducts of it.
Exactly. Yeah. At least that disease won't trip you up.
Yeah. Very interesting. Now, is it plausible also that sometime in the near future, a company will start to offer, some sort of test so that people can see for themselves if they carry these genetic markers for longevity?
Well, it's interesting you say that. Of course, we know what the Human Genome Project is, and that's just sequencing the human genome, and it cost, it cost about $2.7, almost $3 billion over 14 years to sequence the first human genome, and we're doing it now in a couple of weeks for about $48,000. Now, don't forget, this is 2010. The $3 billion project finished in 2003, I believe, or 2004.
Right.
I think it was 2003. So a very short time later, 7 years later, we've gone from $3 billion down to $48,000 and from 14 years to 2 weeks. We're looking for the $1,000 genome and maybe even someday, who knows, I believe someday even a $100 genome. So we'll be able to have our genomes tested regularly just like we have our blood tested.
Right, right.
And then when we have that, we'll be able to tell, maybe not exactly, but we'll be able to tell, and possibly exactly, what genes we have, what we're predisposed to coming down with, how to fix this problem or that problem, or at least it tells us what needs to be worked on.
Now, it needs to be said, for those people out there who feel like they did not win the genetic lottery because they don't have the genetics for longevity, that what was discovered out of the Human Genome Project was that your environment and what you do with your genes has a greater influence on your ability to stave off disease and increase longevity than the genes that you were given. So you're not out of the running just because you don't have the genetic markers for longevity, right?
Well, right. We have twice as much influence on our own futures or our own destinies as our genes do.
Right. So those of you who don't have genetic markers for longevity could still live long if you do the things that you need to do.
The important thing is to know, Carl, no matter what your genetic makeup is, you can improve dramatically, dramatically with what you do and how you live, your lifestyle. I describe all this, by the way, in my book, Life Extension Express.
Right. And it is your organization's goal to reverse aging by the year 2029, which is
2029, exactly.
Just right around the corner. Was that an arbitrary date that you picked, or what? Why?
Nope. We have been working with some of the world's leading scientists for 10 years now, over 10 years, in developing a scientific roadmap to reverse the human aging process. And the way we determined 2029 was to take every one of these, we have many, many scientists with many technologies who are starting or have started many companies or who will be starting companies to commercialize them someday or develop them and commercialize them. And we went through hundreds or if not thousands of hours of conversations and studies and discussions and collaborations and determined as a group what their particular contributions would be, how long they would take, and we calculated, assuming we have the money to pay for all this, we calculated that we would have the ability to reverse and the demonstrated ability to reverse aging in a human being by 2029. That means transforming an older person into a younger version of themselves.
Now, let's talk about the money, because it's not a lot of money we're talking about that you guys have estimated it would take to reach your goal, right?
We might be able to do it over 19 years for as little as $2 billion. That sounds preposterous when you and it could be as much as $5 billion. I don't think it'll be more. But even if it is more and even if it's a lot more, that $2 to $5 billion, and I think a whole lot less, will give us demonstrated proofs of concept, killer apps, hating to use the word killer when it comes to life extension, but killer apps that the rest of the investment world would stand up and take notice. And it doesn't matter how much it's going to cost, because once we prove some of these concepts, then the rest of the investment world is going to come.
I was just going to say, you must have some people, some large organizations really paying attention to you at this point in time, right?
Actually, we are forming an organization, and I'm not at liberty to talk about it because we're in a quiet period with the Securities and Exchange Commission, but we will have an I just can't talk about
it. No, I understand.
Right now.
But obviously there are some there are some interested players on the sidelines, obviously.
There definitely are.
Okay. Let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, there's actually a good segue, because we talked about the fact that you can influence your genetics, to kind of maybe touch on your desire to talk more about the Paleolithic style of diet, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank
you. All right. So stay tuned. We're talking today with David Kekich. You can learn more about him and his organization by going to maxlife.org. Sign up for his newsletter. We're going to be talking about one of the articles in the newsletter later in the show. It's a great newsletter. Go to maxlife.org. We'll be right back. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games, we just help you win them. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex. Net. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haloidrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Strength, recovery, and growth are the goals, and Progenix is the way. Progenix represents advanced dairy science research, development, and biotechnology that liberates and concentrates the most effective fractions of protein. The results are increased muscle torque, faster recovery, and greater muscle growth. You won't find these ingredients in any other supplement on the market. Take the challenge. Go to progenexsrg.com to learn more about the benefits and science behind the Progenix products. Train harder than you've ever trained before. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Progenix banner ad to save 10% off your order. Progenix, where fantasy games meet science.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
We know you're not a prisoner of your genetics. We did a show recently called the part of the Saving Your Own Life series with Kevin Johnson, and we showed how he was diagnosed with disease at the age of 8. But once he started to focus on nutrition and not the drugs that his physicians were prescribing, he reversed his own disease. There's millions of stories out there like that. People are starting to get wise that what you put in your mouth. I mean, our generation coined the term "you are what you eat." It should be "you become what you eat." Anyway, David, you want to talk a little bit about the importance. You want to kind of ring that bell again, the importance of the Paleolithic style of eating. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, I know you talked about that before in your show, and Dr. Cordain was on your show as well. I would like to add one thing. I'm not at liberty to say what I want to say, to tell you exactly why the Paleolithic diet or forms of diet like that are the single most important thing you can do right now today to help ensure your longevity. Absolutely the single most important thing you can do. I'm totally convinced of that. And that's based on some scientific information. I got an inside lecture. We had a very private lecture from a scientist who's been researching this for 15 years. And that's in addition to his 30-some year history and as a researcher in evolutionary biology. And his conclusion, for a couple of reasons which I can't disclose because he has not published yet, is that this diet is the single most important thing you can do to ensure your longevity. And I'm talking about extreme longevity because, as Carl and I were talking about earlier and on a previous call, we are working on a scientific roadmap to develop it to reverse aging by 2029. Now, we might miss that. Doesn't mean we're going to hit 2029. It's subject to funding. It's subject to other things. We may do it earlier. I doubt it. It may take longer. But the longer it takes, the more important it is for you to stay alive and healthy so you'll be here when we can deliver these technologies to you. And that paleo diet is one of the best things you can possibly do, the best thing I think you can possibly do that we know about today.
Now, let's briefly just kind of do the Reader's Digest version of the paleo diet. The paleo diet, the cornerstone of the paleo diet is animal protein and animal fat, but I want to mention something. When we talk about animal protein on this show, you should automatically assume that I am talking about animals that are eating a natural diet, the diet that they were genetically predisposed to eat. So if we're talking about beef, we're talking about cows that eat grass and they're not using hormones and they're not using drugs to keep them alive. If we talk about chickens, we're talking about chickens that live like chickens. They scratch, they peck, they eat off the ground the way chickens were designed to eat. So the paleo diet, the cornerstone of it, is animal fats and proteins and vegetables, natural things that grow out of the earth, nothing processed and nothing that came along after the agricultural revolution. So in other words, no breads because we weren't milling bread back in the paleo times, no beans because we didn't know that you had to, you know, boil them to make them soft. These are the things that are excluded from the paleo diet that people find it hard to get their head around that, oh, well, wait a minute. I thought bread was healthy. You know, I thought beans were healthy. I thought potatoes were healthy. No, those were foods that we used out of necessity. When we, you know, as a species, it's our goal to survive. And when we couldn't find the foods we prefer, we started munching on things and experimenting with other things to find foods that we could use. And that's when all these other foods came along. Would you agree with that statement, David?
Oh, I agree 100%. And let me give you the rationale behind this whole thing, Carl. It's not just that these foods are bad for you. The rationale is we are not adapted. Our digestive systems, our bodies are not adapted to eating this way. And for millions of years, we've been adapted to eating just exactly like Carl explained. We've even been adapted to cooking our food for well over a million years. And only about 10,000 years ago, when the agricultural revolution started, and that's just the beginning of it, 10,000 years ago, like depending on where your ancestors lived. More likely, it was about 7,000 years ago or less, and especially since they started domesticating animals and eating dairy products.
Right.
None of that existed in the paleo days. None of it up until maybe 5 to 10,000 years ago. Now, that seems like a long time ago, but on an evolutionary scale, it is nothing. We do not adapt. Our systems are not adapted to eating that way. Had we been eating that way for a million years, we'd be fine with it. It wouldn't be a problem. I was a proponent of whole grains. I was a proponent. I mean, I love my oatmeal in the mornings, and I am completely off of that stuff. I found some great substitutes, which I think even taste better.
Really? Well, share that with us.
Yeah, it's sunflower seeds, breads and crackers and cereals made from sunflower seeds.
Interesting.
And there's a company called Lydia's Organics, and it's at lydiasorganics.com. I buy my stuff in Mother's Market, or you can get it at Whole Foods if you have a Whole Foods in your area, or you can buy your products right online. Amazingly good stuff. Now, they have some products that are made with buckwheat as well. You want to stay away from those.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just that we're not adapted. Simple. No matter how much you like them, no matter how much you think they are healthy, no matter who tells you that they've been around. And this is where, Carl, I'll take a little bit of issue with your preference for raw milk.
Right.
We're not adapted to it. Raw, pasteurized, homogenized, if you're going to drink it raw. I believe you should always drink it raw.
Right.
But we're not adapted to milk or any dairy
okay.
products.
And I respect that.
Or any yogurt or anything.
I respect that.
Yeah.
There's an extreme analogy that I always use when I try to talk to somebody and explain to them that eating a natural diet, and what I mean by natural, people think natural means anything that has the word natural on it. No, the diet that we were genetically predisposed to eat before we were influenced by anything at all. And whenever I try to explain to people, like I had a really heated discussion with this girl who's a vegan, who's convinced that protein is the source of all disease. And I tried to explain to her that if that was true, we wouldn't be having this conversation because we would have died thousands of years ago because that's all we ate was protein.
Exactly.
And so, whenever I try to find an analogy, I say, you know what? A termite can eat wood, and it can live by eating wood and survive. But you and I can't eat wood. Just because the termite can eat wood doesn't mean that we can eat wood. Now, we might be able to eat wood for a while, but eventually we will get sick and die from it. That is not a natural diet for us. It's a natural diet for the termite. You have to go back and look at human beings before we were influenced by anything. And you have that, and that was what we were genetically predisposed to eat. And that is what the paleo diet comes back to. And it's people have a hard time getting their head around it. I had this conversation with my brother-in-law recently, and he's like, what about pasta? I says, no. Well, what about bread? No. But bread is supposed, no, it's not good for you. There's lectins and anti-nutrients in there that are pro-inflammatory. It's just not good for you. It's like, yeah, I guess I could eat wood and survive for a while on it, but it's going to make me sick. It's the same analogy that I give.
I have a friend who had all kinds of chronic problems, serious chronic problems, and not just one or two, but several. Every one of them has cleared up, and he's been on the paleo diet for about a year.
And you know, when you look at the paleo diet, it looks appetizing. When you look at a nice piece of grass-fed beef and some beautiful broccoli, and people who love mashed potatoes, a good friend of mine gave me a recipe using cauliflower to make mashed mm-hmm. potatoes. It's delicious. It's out of this world.
How about spaghetti squash for spaghetti?
Instead of
pasta, spaghetti squash is great. Pour some bison or any kind of really lean meat, but I typically favor ostrich. I had a great bison steak last night. It was delicious.
Really? How do you like ostrich, huh?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I like the ground ostrich.
What is the benefits of ostrich?
The benefits are it's very low fat. It's all free range. It's a natural food. What does it taste like
if you had to get? Would it taste like beef?
It's close, yeah. It's very close.
Closer to beef than chicken.
It's a little bit chewy. Depending on the kind of steak you get, if you get a filet or something, it's very tender. But some of the steaks are a little bit chewy. The ground, I can hardly tell a difference between ground beef and ground ostrich.
Is it the same color as beef? Is it that pink-red
meat? Color.
Interesting. I've got to try. I've never tried ostrich, even though it's kind of been in the food chain for quite some time now. For some reason, it just never attracted me, but I think I'll try it now. I'm going to go look for it. Where can people find ostrich?
You can get it in a lot of health food stores, or not health food stores, but the markets. I get mine at a company called Black Wing.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Blackwing.com.
Yeah, I've heard of them, actually. I have a friend who buys his grass-fed beef there, apparently.
I got my last order was ostrich and bison.
And how is it priced in comparison to, like, grass-fed beef?
It's higher because you pay shipping, and if you don't pay shipping, the stores pay shipping. So
it's higher.
It's priced higher.
Interesting. Interesting.
But you know what you're getting.
Yeah. But anyway, so the bottom line is, without divulging the information that you're not able to divulge because this scientist has not published his work yet, you are convinced now that the paleo diet, the paleolithic style of eating, is the true longevity diet.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely certain that this is going to be a key to my super longevity. And I'm not just talking about living a little bit longer. I'm talking about living a lot longer, and I can't tell why. But maybe on a future call, when after he's published, and after they're published, actually, he's co-authoring a book, and he's got a paper, then we can talk more about it.
Yeah, I would love to. Now in his research, did he look at humans? I mean,
all humans. Well, I shouldn't say all humans, mostly humans.
Okay.
He's done lab animals, too, to corroborate his research. And actually, he uses that as a basis for his research. But
Yeah, because
they looked at humans.
Someone just sent me a book recently called The Longevity Diet. But you know what it is? It's the hypocaloric diet. It says the only true way to increase longevity through nutrition is to reduce your caloric intake.
Well, let me give you the Bible, his Bible, of the paleo diet. Cordain's book is very good. In fact, I'm reading that right now, and that's the paleo diet.
Right.
The other book is Food and Western Disease. It's Food and Western Disease by Staffan, Staffan, I believe. His last name is Lindeberg, Lindeberg.
Yeah, I'm writing this down because I'm going to see if I can have him on the show.
Find him, track him down, let me know when he's on.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you like that book better?
I haven't read it yet. I have it on order.
But this scientist, that's his Bible, you're saying?
That's his Bible.
Interesting. Wow. Okay.
For personal application.
Yeah, and obviously he's going to apply what he's learned. You know, if you learn the secret to longevity, you're going to use it yourself while you're trying to spread the word. So that makes perfect sense. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about your website and your newsletter and the concept of the last newsletter. I think my audience will really be responsive to it. You can learn more about David Kekich and his organization by going to maxlife.org. It's a great website. There's lots of great information there. This is the website to go to if you're looking for credible information about longevity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games, we just help you win them.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
David Kekich's book is called Life Extension Express, and you can go to Amazon.com and buy the book, or you can get a free copy. Save yourself probably 20-some-odd dollars by going to maxlife.org. And downloading the book. Nothing, you know, I've heard that saving money also extends life.
Makes it more fun.
Yeah, and you know what? It is true. The stress, you know, reducing stress is always a good thing for longevity as well. But yeah, you can go to maxlife.org and get a copy of the book. It's a fantastic book. I've read it. Everyone should read it.
I actually have a chapter on stress reduction. It's a very user-friendly chapter.
You know, I can't help but think that at this point in our nation's history, that more and more people are probably accelerating down that path of aging and disease because of all of the pressure that we're under as a result of financial stress and everything. I mean, just, you know, everywhere I look, I hear stories about people who are just stressed about paying their bills. And so that's got to kill you even faster.
Oh, you can do everything right, Carl. And I'd like to say, and stress can bring you down. It can just bring it all tumbling down. So just it's something that can be managed and should be managed, and it's a proactive management strategy that doesn't take much time, doesn't take much effort, and it's actually a lot of fun because it's energizing and lets you live longer and makes you happier.
Do you offer stress management techniques in the book?
I do.
Okay, so people can get it there then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, now let's do this. Let's talk about your latest newsletter. The title of it was, and I'll let you... I don't have it in front of me.
Well, you know, I do have it in front of me because you said you wanted to talk about it, and it's very short. And would you mind if I just describe my newsletter? And
please,
what it is?
Please.
It's called Life Extension. It's called Longevity News Digest. And every week, there's a gentleman by the name of Reason at longevitymeme.org, and his name is Reason, and he researches all the longevity news, all the breakthroughs, everything that's in the news each week, and then he sends it out, and then I distill that a little bit, and I kind of edit it down just a little bit, and I put it into my newsletter. But I have a commentary every week prior to the news snippets,
right?
And then, of course, there are links if you want to see more information to these news snippets. You can get full articles. But if you don't mind, it'll just take me 2 minutes.
Please,
I'll read this.
Please.
I'll read my latest newsletter, just the editorial.
Sure.
And it'll, I think, kind of accomplish the same thing we want to do, maybe in less time. And the headline is The Difference Between Playing to Win and Trying to Not Lose. And it starts off, Dear Future Centenarian. We all are going to be future centenarians. We're all going to live to 100 if we do the right things and way beyond. You've seen it happen. Your favorite team or athlete builds a comfortable lead, turns conservative and blows the game. Or how about a business or an industry or even an entire country that gets away from its aggressive, innovative roots, only to see an upstart replace them at the top? This is why short-term survival mentalities often lead to long-term death. And closer to home, an entrepreneur or a new company that tries to be another me too and never achieves greatness. Finally, how about each individual who plays it too close to the vest, leads a comfortable life, but at the end regrets how his or her career, marriage, or children turn out because they didn't dare to take a chance, dig in their heels, or be aggressive from time to time. You and I could discuss examples endlessly, so let's narrow our focus. I assume you have more than a passing interest in health and longevity, or you wouldn't be reading this letter. Accepting that assumption, let's say you understand exactly why we can expect age reversal capabilities toward the end of your projected lifespan. Then factor in, if the actuarial tables hold up, Half the people your age will die before then, and half may have a chance at open-ended youth. Then let's allow room for error. Assume we miss our target by 10 years. If we do, and if our target is toward the end of your projected lifespan, that means instead of half the people your age missing the extreme longevity opportunity, well over 90% will miss it. Maybe 99% if you're on the bubble now. And being on the bubble, by the way, means that if we're at the older ages where we only have 20 or 30 or 10 years, according to the actuaries.
Right.
Even at younger ages, your odds drop dramatically as you age since mortality rates increase with each passing year. So if you're not doing everything in your power now to reach what has been our unachievable dream for thousands of years, but which is now finally within our grasp, then not playing to win could and probably will be the difference between your life and death. I have lots of heroes. One such hero is Dr. Bill Andrews. He's a guy who plays to win, not just in his personal life, but in his career as well. His is an extraordinary story. He had a cushy job as a chief scientist working for a firm that lost its vision and started playing not to lose. Bill would have nothing of it, so he struck out on his own to achieve his dream of curing aging. You'll be amazed at what he has accomplished, both personally and professionally. And then I have click on this link now, meet Bill Andrews, the man who would be immortal. If you want to see that article, and by the way, it's very good, you can go to maxlife.org, and you'll have at the bottom right of the screen on the home page, you'll see all my newsletters, or at least the recent ones, and then the rest of them are archived, and you have access to all of them. But this one should be right there at the top. And while we're talking, I'll go and make sure it's posted now. But you can click on that Meet Bill Andrews article and link and go and see his article.
So the mentality of playing not to lose, as opposed to playing to win, when we apply it to our longevity quest, you would almost think that would be innate in us, because we know that as a species, all species, that one of the most profound impulses that we have, if you will, is to survive. But yet, I get the feeling when I talk to people, especially when I talk to people about things that are easy to change, like diabetes, for instance. People have kind of lost hope. They're almost complacent and almost willing to go down that road and die of a disease, as opposed to putting the effort forth to keep themselves alive. Why do you think that is?
It reminded me of, while you were talking, it reminded me of a story. I was when I was living back east, I used to have a high school all-star football game. We had 40 high schools participating, and we picked an average of 2 players per team, and we had a big charity event at the end of the year. It was a very nice event. It took a whole week's festivities, and we had coaches' meetings all the time, and they used to serve pizza and beer at the coaches' meetings. And I was talking about, and the grease was just floating to the top of the pizza, and one of the coaches was saying, I said something about pizza not being the best thing you can eat. And he said, "What are you talking about? It's made out of all good stuff."
Right.
Now, people just don't know. I mean, let's analyze that pizza, the pepperoni, the highest fat processed meat you can probably get, or one of them. The only thing on there that was any good was tomato sauce that had cheese, and it was some kind of American hard cheese. And, of course, it was white flour.
Right.
And some of the worst stuff you can put into your system, yet he thought it was all good stuff. He thought bread was good for you, thought pepperoni was good for you, cheese, obviously, thought cheese was good for you, and tomato sauce, again, that is good for you. But most people just don't know, and they've been brought up eating these diets for so long that they've been taught to, I mean, if you look at the, what do they call it? The triangle, the food triangle.
Yeah, the pyramid, the food pyramid,
the pyramid,
right.
The USDA's pyramid.
Right.
Well, the bottom part of the pyramid, which makes up about 40% of it, are 6 different categories, and they're all grain products. They're all carbohydrates and grains.
Cereals, right.
Yeah, cereals. They should be not on that pyramid at all. And if they were on there, they should be somewhere at the top, just to give them a concession, let them throw it in for the grain lobby. But The worst food for you is at the bottom of the pyramid.
Right. And that's the foundation. They want you to eat the most servings of that.
Yeah, and this is what the kids learn in school. This is what the doctors learn when they learn anything about
it. But let's face it, that's not because it's – let's face it. Let's speak truth here. The government has no interest in promoting health. The government's job is to, in that particular case, is to sponsor industry by looking at what our gross – production is, and we produce a lot of corn, and we produce a lot of soy, and we produce, and so they're saying, hey, we got to help the farmers out. So we're going to put all this stuff down at the bottom of the pyramid and make sure people eat a lot of this because consumption is critical for the success of that industry.
Oh, yeah. Virtually every food you look at, if you look at every label on almost anything you're going to find high fructose corn syrup in it. So there's your corn industry. There's your grain industry. You're going to find, like you said, soybeans. And don't forget how powerful their lobbies are.
And I want to talk about that in a minute. I want to mention this first, that when I was in college, I worked in my cousin's pizzeria for 4 years. And I can tell you that pizza dough is made from something called high gluten flour. And gluten is a lectin. And there's lots of people that are allergic to gluten. But those of us who aren't allergic, that we don't have an acute response to it, it's still a pro-inflammatory lectin. And pizza dough is made from flour that has the highest amount of gluten. So when you talk about pizza being healthy, and it's not just the white flour, it's the fact that it's specifically designed to have the highest amount of gluten.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought of that when you were saying that. I was thinking, I remember tearing those big 50-pound bags of high gluten flour open to make pizza dough all the time. So anyway, now and another thing that really something that really beguiles me right now is the fact that I've lost faith in medicine because I've realized that doctors are just people and they are business people and it's their job to make sure that they are successful. So that bubble bursts for me. And I've always known that politicians are corrupt, and they're just out there to promote what allows them to continue to keep their positions as politicians. Something that's happened to me this year especially is I've lost faith in humanity. I've lost faith that there are any people out there who are doing anything that isn't self-serving any longer. And, it's like when we talk about longevity and we talk about health and we talk about all this sort of stuff, we're really depending on these other individuals, politicians, to make the right decisions so that that we have access to healthy foods and that we're not being told lies by pharmaceutical companies that are killing us. They aren't doing their jobs. The doctors aren't doing their jobs either because they want to just make sure that they can make their boat payment. And I'm sorry to say that I know a lot of doctors out there are really good, but let's face it. It's a business to them. No one's doing it for free. And you know, I've really lost faith. And when you talk about longevity, we're getting our information from people that really have other goals. And this is why I said before I went into the last break, and we're going to go into a break here before, if you want credible information about longevity, there's lots of longevity information out there, but if you really look at it, it's just another bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Maximum Life Foundation, you find out that all they're promoting is information about longevity, not about products.
Exactly.
And that's why I said before I went into the break, and I wanted to say it again as we go into this break here. If you're looking for credible information about longevity, you need to visit maxlife.org. And even, you know what? Spend a buck and donate some money to help them raise that money that we need so that by 2029, we're all looking at a longer life instead of the end of the road. All right, let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with David Kekich. Which creatine product to take? Ancient Strength solves that problem. Ancient Strength combines the three most effective forms of creatine, creatine monohydrate, creatine phosphate, and creatine pyruvate, into a single product. Ancient Strength will propel your workouts to amazing new levels. Ancient Strength will give you the strength of your ancestors so you can push through those plateaus, eke out those last few reps that are the most productive in building new muscle. Get Ancient Strength today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Harness the strength of your ancestors with Ancient Strength. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State G GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah. Okay.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, David, whenever I make those statements where I rail against politicians and I rail against doctors and I rail against the pharmaceutical industry, I can't help but think that, you know, I do this job to make money as well. And I have sponsors, advertisers, and so on and so forth that I bring aboard because that's how I make my living. And it's hard for me. I want to make sure that I always do the right thing by the audience. I always want to make sure that my message does not become skewed or misdirected because of my own personal desire to be successful with this radio show. And it's a very, very difficult line to walk. You know, I've turned advertisers away because I didn't believe in their science, or I thought they were tawdry. They were just, you know, unscrupulous companies that just wanted to reach my audience. But it's really a very difficult thing to do, to walk that line, you know. And I know you must know it because I'm sure that your organization could be like some of these other anti-aging organizations and just attracting companies that sell products to come aboard and say, hey, well, help us with our mission, you know, no matter how we get there, as long as we get there.
Sure.
But it's very difficult. And I don't want my listeners to think that I, when I say those things, that I'm also not holding myself to those same standards. And I feel that way about myself as well. It's like, if I start doing things that deliberately exploits my audience, even though I know it's not the mission is wrong or the message is wrong, because I can attract an advertiser, that's the day I'll pull the plug on the microphone and stop doing the show.
Well, that's the day you'd be start becoming a short-termer instead of the long-termer you are. And it's easy to sell something in the short term. We all know that. But unless you really deliver a benefit to your clients or your customers, and, of course, we don't sell anything at Max Life, but if you want to be around for the long term, and if you want the easier sale and the most prosperity in the long term, you've really got to deliver a benefit or benefits. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to do that by cutting corners or giving in to temptations.
What, now, are there any organizations that Max Life does align itself with?
Yeah, and one of them sells a lot of supplements.
I know which one it is, but
that's Life Extension Foundation. They've been, you know, some people say, well, gee, they're self-serving and this and that. I get almost all my supplements from them. I've been getting them from them for, I don't know, 25, 30, almost 30 years, almost since they've been around. But they donate their profits to research.
And it also needs to be understood that Life Extension Foundation sells products only after they've invested all of their resources to, A, discover some of these products. I mean, they were the ones that brought DHEA to the market. They were the ones that really promoted melatonin. So it's not like as though, I mean, there's promotion and then there's promotion. There's a lot of people will promote a product with shoddy science, or they'll take an excerpt from an abstract and they'll say, oh, this product does this. But Life Extension really does invest a lot of money into researching things, and they are not biased. They research and they find things and then they sell them. It's not like as though they have this preconceived idea like, hey, you know, we can get this raw powder really cheap. Let's find a way. Let's find the research to support our reasoning behind it.
That's exactly what they do. And I know the founders very, very well, and neither one of them set out to be in the supplement business. They set out to deliver information. They set out to deliver all the health and life-saving information that most people weren't getting under their First Amendment rights. And they fought some very serious battles with the FDA in their early years, and they had a demand to buy products. Well, gee, all this good information, where can I get some products that delivers these benefits to me? So they were kind of backed into this supplement industry, supplement business, and they've done very well with it because they're the long-termers. Their agenda, their goal is to reverse aging. They'll be the first people to be happy to be put out of business if that's what it takes to reverse the human aging process.
Interesting. And, you know, they invested in that research with that physician. I had Dr. Michael Smith on the show. As a matter of fact, I have Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation on my show regularly because I want to support them. They pay me nothing. They don't advertise. They don't do anything for the show other than help me develop good, reliable content by having Dr. Smith on. And I happen to know that they funded the research that yielded the results that now skin cells can be turned into stem cells.
Yeah, that's BioTime.
Right, and that research, a lot of people don't realize how important that research is, but because of that research, now libraries of stem cells can be developed. In fact, just about a month and a half ago, as a result of that research, now they're able to actually produce the stem cells that develop Parkinson's disease. And now they can sell those to scientists who want to research Parkinson's disease. So it's
Life Extension, in addition to the money they invest in their internal research on the products that they're developing or the products they're testing, after it's all over and after everybody's been paid and they have profits, they invest those profits in other people's research, and some of it they're involved with, most of it they're not, or some of it they're not. And they've invested something like donated something like $54 million over the past 7 years and $10 million last year.
That's amazing.
It is.
I don't think enough people know that. You know what? I would love to have William Falloon on the show just to talk about that sometime, because I don't think people realize. They see Life Extension. Here's what I think most people see Life Extension Foundation as. They sell a magazine that touts their supplements.
Yeah. Yep.
But that's not what it is. They sell a magazine that distribute scientific information, and then they give you an alternative place to get those supplements.
And the reason they sell it is to make them available to people and to use the profits to fund research, even more research.
Right. I mean, they promoted CoQ10 back in the day, and then they promoted ubiquinol, the new CoQ10.
They did, right.
I mean, they were the ones who said, hey, you know what? Ubiquinol is a better form of CoQ10. And the science proved out. I mean, now they're giving ubiquinol to Parkinson's patients, and it's actually slowing the progression of the disease. So a lot of people benefit from the stuff that's over there. So I'm glad to hear that you are a friend, an ally of Life Extension Foundation.
They're very big benefactors of what we're doing.
Yeah, that's great. All right. So the takeaway of the message today is twofold. Number one, you want people to know that we now know what genes promote longevity, but that doesn't mean that you are a hostage to your genetics, right?
Right.
And the other thing that you talked about and you want people to understand is that Until the science is published, you can't explain why, but the Paleolithic style of diet is the true longevity diet.
Longevity to what most people would consider extreme.
Yeah, and there you go. I mean, that's it. So get out on the fields today, hunt a bison. Let's do it right. Let's do it the way they used to do back in the old days. Let's go down and hunt a bison and and cook it over an open flame. There you go. David, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today to talk about this important
information. Thank you, Carl. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
And go to maxlife.org and get a copy of David's book for free. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will see everybody Monday with another episode of Superhuman Radio.